Minnesota Reads on KUMD is produced with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Our book this week is absolutely a joy. The older you get, the more you get a kick out of kids' books. The illustrations, of course, are absolutely marvelous. And the stories seem so smart. They seem like they're kind of designed to appeal not only to the kids that they're ostensibly intended for, but also for the adults who are maybe reading these stories to the kids. Been thinking about it a lot as we get into this time in February. A lot of folks are on vacation, and I'm at the age where I'm seeing a lot of friends spending a lot of time with grandkids, and what a great book this would be to read to them. The author is Jacqueline Briggs Martin. The illustrations are done by Larry Day. It's called Bim, Bam, Bop, and Una. Hey, Jackie, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So the story is about three ducks or geese.
Ducks.
Three ducks.
Three ducks.
Okay, so it's three ducks. It's not, yeah, exactly. All right, it's about four ducks, and it's not. I wondered if it was going to be like the Ugly Duckling story, but it's not. It's about four ducks, and I'm dying to find out what it was that sparked this story in you. Was it really ducks, or what exactly sparked the story in you said, oh, I have this story to tell?
Well, it was partly ducks. I'll start with the ducks. In the summertime, we get vegetables from a farm about 3 miles outside of our town. And she, our farmer, had three Indian runner ducks, racer ducks, at her farm one summer. And they look kind of the way Larry illustrated them. They look like bowling pins with legs. They don't, you know, have that kind of horizontal look that a lot of ducks have. They're much more vertical. And they are runners. They're fast runners. And the other thing that I noticed about them when they were out at this farm is that they all go in the same direction at the same time. They seem to share a brain somehow.
Kind of the way many birds fly, where nobody runs into each other. They all manage to fly and change directions and not, crash into each other.
Yeah. So I was watching them and thinking how funny they are, and I thought, what if they lived with a regular duck who wasn't a runner duck? How hard would that be? Well, at the same time, I was thinking about kids, younger siblings, who always want to keep up with their older sibling, and they don't realize that they're younger. I mean, they just think they ought to be able to run as fast, climb as high, do all the things, read the hard words, whatever the older sibling is doing. They feel like they should be able to do that. And if they can't, they just don't feel as big as a duck should feel. They feel, I don't know, frustrated, I guess. Why can't I do that?
At one point, it doesn't Una say she doesn't feel as bouncy as a duck should feel?
She does.
And
she says... She also says at one point, I just don't feel as big as a duck should feel. It bothers her that she never gets to the pond first.
And it's a wonderful story. The story obviously is a story of the ducks all going to the pond in the morning, and the runner ducks obviously beat poor Una there every single morning. Una is not built to run. And so she comes up with a variety of ways. She's got a bunch of different plans for how she's going to make this thing work. And it's a story that shows you once again a lesson that perhaps we cannot communicate to one another, either as children or adults, often enough, that not everybody's good at the same thing. And it seems like what I like about Una is, first of all, she's got an idea about what she's good at. And so when her first couple of ideas don't pan out, she doesn't give up. She knows what she's good at. She does make an effort at one point. She does begin a regimen of personal training.
She does, yes.
And yet she comes to realize that she is not built like the runner ducks, and she cannot compete with those runner ducks in that way. She's going to have to use her big brain and her talent with gizmos. I think this should be just required reading for everybody right before Grandma's Marathon.
Definitely.
It's so much fun to watch people do whatever it is that they're good at. There is a magic to watching someone do what they're good at. I watched a friend that I'd known for a while, and I knew that she was a skater. I knew that she had played hockey. But the first time I saw her skate, I got all weepy, and she thought I was weird. But I said, you skate like other people breathe. And it's just magical to watch people do things that they're good at. But if you're not good at that thing, it really is kind of easy sometimes to feel like there's something the matter with you. And Una is frustrated, but she doesn't. The other thing, I think, is that she doesn't take it too personally.
Well, she has her frog friend, Roy.
Yes.
And when I was working on this story, Roy was not there from the very beginning. And I thought, Una is just too lonely. This is just too sad. She can't do this thing, and the other three, they aren't mean to her. They just kind of don't pay any attention to her.
Exactly.
And I just felt like she needed a friend. And I felt like I liked the story a lot better when she had a little cheerleader, Roy.
Oh, absolutely.
And I love what Larry did with Roy. There's one page in the book where they're in the barn, Una's working on something, they're having a conversation, but Roy is actually looking at a fly that's on the other side of the barn. And he's having a conversation, but he's also, it looks like he's thinking, I could get that fly. And
sometimes when we talk to our friends, they're a little distracted.
That's right.
But the story, it's so interesting as you mention that, because as I'm thinking about it, the story would read completely differently. The whole kind of, I don't, if you want to talk about a psychological makeup of a children's book, maybe that's not the right term, but the whole story would be completely different if Una was in a sad vacuum all by herself. And as it is, she's got a problem. She's talking it over with her friend. Her friend believes in her. Her friend reminds her of her best self. Her friend says, yeah, but this is what you are awesome at.
Yeah.
And so it is a story, you know, in addition to if you have a goal, how can you go about doing it? But it's also a story about how your friends point you in the right direction. Roy, Roy was never going to say, you just need to train harder, Una, and you'll be able to run as, you know, you'll be able to beat them out there in the morning. Your friends point you in, the ones who love you, support you, and point you in the right directions. And they see the good stuff about you when you don't maybe really see it in the moment.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think Roy, it would be a different story without Roy.
Yeah. So
I'm very fond of Roy.
So Roy is kind of an unsung hero. So maybe the book should have a subtitle, And Roy.
That's right. That's right.
At any rate, Jackie, thank you so much this morning for sharing the book and for coming on the show and talking about it a little bit. It is just it's a delightful, fun, positive look at problem solving and dealing with differences, and it's a hoot. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you for having me, Lisa. It was a pleasure.
Jackie Briggs Martin is the author of a wonderful book called Bim Bam Bop and Una. And of course, let us not forget about Roy. The illustrations are absolutely wonderful, and of course, they really bring so much of the story to life. Larry Day is the illustrator, and this is Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.